When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How much content should you put behind a paywall? Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau here. Got a listener from Boston. She's at this moment that many content creators face, at least if you have a blog or some other kind of content where you have a free version and a paid version. So there's this premium kind of thing going on. And there's a paywall that people have to, well, pay to get access to whatever is beyond the free content. And you can usually set that paywall at any point. You can give away a little bit of content, 10%, and make 90% of it behind that paywall. You can flip those ratios. You can do anything in between. And it's a decision you have to make of like, how do you balance free and paid content on your site so that you can continue to grow your audience while also providing clear value to paying subscribers? You want to gently nudge people to go from free to paid. But, you know, gentle is a key word, at least most of the time. I mean, some people don't care and they just kind of push a hard thing and that can work. But if you want to be a little bit more gentle with it, or if you're just trying to figure out how can I navigate this situation, do the best I can, and achieve the best possible ratio. Let's talk about it. Let's explore some strategies to achieve the balance for Nora and anybody else out there. How much content do you put behind a paywall? That's today's topic. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, it's Nora. I'm from Boston, and I run a blog focused on sustainable living. I've been considering introducing paywalled content to generate revenue, but I'm concerned about finding the right balance between free and paid content. I don't know how much of my content should be behind a paywall to ensure I'm still attracting new readers while still providing value to my existing subscribers.
Nora, good to hear from you. I have actually learned a lot about this myself over the past few months. I mean, I've always understood the basics of the freemium model. But I have had a new newsletter that is hosted with Substack, and you have the ability to make all kinds of things free or paid, or you can set the ratio and such. And so I've done a lot of studying to see what other people do and what is most effective. Number one takeaway is there are lots of ways to make it work. So the first thing you want to think about is, what is your comfort level? You know, do you want to give away as much as possible, or do you want to be as restrictive as possible. And it's okay to do it either way. Like, it's not a bad thing to say, I want to create mostly paid content and have little teasers, and people need to pay to get more. I tend to choose, you know, I tend to kind of flip that and say, okay, I want to have 80% of things free, and, you know, 20% is premium or available to those who pay. That's just what I kind of feel naturally comfortable with, but I don't think it's bad, as I said, to do it the other way. And you want to think, first of all, why are people coming to the blog? You know, and which posts might be most popular? Where's the true demand? Like, what do people really want from you? And that might give you some clues. And then you might say, well, okay, maybe the free posts are going to be about this topic, but my paywalled content is going to be in-depth guides or maybe some kind of exclusive report or something that is not available elsewhere. And then you kind of go from there. Then if you're using a platform like Substack, and I think others do this as well, they're really good at letting you tweak different things, and they will automatically give you the option of offering people like a 7-day preview, like a trial, essentially. They will automatically email people at different times when it seems most optimal, you know, for them to go from free to paid and so on. So there's a lot of fun stuff you can do. In short, I do the 80-20 free paid, but other people have a different ratio. And the most important thing is just building the relationships, writing high quality content. If you focus on that, you can always tweak other stuff as you go. Nora, good luck. Listeners, let me know what's up with you, what you're working on, what your ideas are. SideHustleSchool.com. We've got notes for every episode, some free resources there, and of course, a new episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.